Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, Brian, we're lucky this holiday season. We have a very good friend of ours, Gary Hoey.
Oh, Mr. Christmas Guitar himself.
Now, Gary Hoey and I and Brian, we've all been friends for more than 20 years.
Yes, we have. And he's one of the most talented guitar players and one of the nicest guys you will ever meet.
Now, Gary, we've never been invited to your home, but we have this vision that your home is nothing but one giant wall of Marshall amps and lined up to share with the neighbors. And you give them a, hey, Bob, take a piece of that.
Yeah, exactly. I brush my teeth and turn on a Marshall. You know, well, it's funny because when my wife and I first got together, there was guitars and amps everywhere to the point where she said, you know, an amp is not an end table, you know. and so she's like, can you get some of this equipment out of the house? So I have a separate studio, but separate from the house, which keeps it a little bit sane. But I have guitars everywhere, and I do literally wake up in the morning and there's a guitar sitting next to the couch. And, you know, it's kind of like part of my thing. And my studio is just covered in gear. You know, you can't walk.
That's really interesting. I want to know the story. Like when you're somebody like you who's famous and you're known and you meet your wife, does she know who you are at this point? Or do you kind of play it down about, yeah, you know, I mean, I play guitar, I play a little guitar, you know, I mean, because us guys who don't know how to play guitar, we try to like impress ladies with the guitar and we can do the beginning of Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
25 or 624.
Yeah, that's it.
Love that song. Well, you know, when I met my wife, we've been together a long time. You know, we have kids in college. But when I met my wife, I was poor. I was just about to sign a record deal. So I wasn't anybody knew. So she's been with me since the beginning. But when we met, she did like that I was a musician. You know, she liked that I was an artist. I don't know why. But
cool.
Yeah, she was crazy to think that. But no, we got together in the early days where I would like borrow money off of her to pay rent. And, you know, then I'd come with her, you know, I'd come to give her the money and say, can I have half of that back? You know,
what was it like when you met her parents, you know, and she's like, oh no, he's going to be famous. He's a great guitar player. What was that like?
Well, her parents definitely were not thrilled with me when we met because, you know, I had long hair, I had a leather jacket on and I was a musician, so her parents, that was three strikes. The only good thing was I had just signed with Warner Brothers Records. I just got my big record deal. So she, you know, she saw that I wasn't just some, you know, some guy that was never going to get anywhere.
Right. Do you remember the moment you realized that you'd turned the corner? They, in fact, did like you and loved and welcomed you into the family.
Yeah. About 20 years later, they said, man, we really dig you.
20 years? Yeah. And you know what it was? It was a house party. They're like, hey, Guitar Monkey, play something for us, would you?
Yes, exactly. They would go sit in the corner and play. But no, you know what? It was a tough sell for a while. They just, you know, I think when we got married and everything and I showed my commitment, they were all good. And we get along great with our parents. But yeah, it took a minute. You know what I mean? I don't blame them.
We're talking with Gary Hoey. Is there somebody that makes you nervous in the world of rock? Because you have played with so many people. I mean, I know you've been around Vi. You've been around Satriani. You do the rock camps and the rock cruises. And you, these big jam sessions. Is there somebody that makes you nervous to be around?
Yeah, you know, there's always, I think every musician, if they don't want to admit it, you know, or not, we all get nervous. We get a little creeped out around each other because we want to make sure we do the right thing or we know the song. No one wants to be embarrassed, you know. But yeah, man, I remember, you know, definitely touring with Jeff Beck. I was nervous for sure. Jeff Beck is somebody, he can be around me as a guitar player and it gets me a little nervous. You know, even Satriani, you know, he's so good, man. I get near those guys. Eric Johnson makes me nervous. And I don't mean if he's listening, I don't mean in a bad way. I love you, brother. But but makes me nervous in terms of just their skill set. My old new friend who I've been playing with lately again is Eric Gales.
Ooh, he's good.
He's in he's like one of the scariest guitar players alive. So he's played on my new record as a guest. And he was so good. I had to go read back and redo my solo. I was like, oh, man, you know.
Now, that's a peek behind the veil.
I had something in mind. And then after he played, I'm like, wait a minute. I think I need to redo that.
That's really a cool peek. And I appreciate you sharing that. Gary, will you take us out in only the way that Gary Hoey can? Maybe throw together some sort of an interesting Gary Hoey Christmas guitar montage, ripping it all the way through start to finish.
Absolutely, absolutely, man. Let me play it again. And I want to say thank you, guys. Always a pleasure to hang with you. And I'll play a couple riffs for you. Here we go.
Gary, we forgot to start the tape. Could you try that again?
Oh, man.
Hey, Gary, Merry Christmas. Yeah. Thank you for all the wonderful, wonderful holiday joy you bring us.
And pencil us in for that 25th anniversary tour next year. Make sure Portland's on there, brother.
I will. I'm going to make a note about it, man, and talk to my guys. We got to make it happen. Thank you so much for all the support. I really appreciate it, bro.
Linus and Lucy, us out.
All right, man. All the best.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.